The phone lines are open on Positive Living. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're taking your calls on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Positive Living, and I indeed am Patricia Raskin. Remember that this is the program that helps you turn your obstacles into opportunities, your problems into solutions. My guest experts, and we have one on today, and best-selling authors, show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. That's just what we do right here on Positive Living on TalkZone.com. We are here on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, and that would be 8 a.m. Pacific. And these shows are archived, so you can listen to them anytime. Today we're talking about how do you really create your thoughts into things, not just personally, and not just in the community, and not just with your friends, but globally. And how this has been done scientifically, and the proof has been shown. My guest today is Lynn McTaggart. She's the author of the book, The Intention Experiment, Using Your Thoughts to Change Your Life and the World. Lynn McTaggart is an internationally recognized spokesperson on the science of spirituality and the award-winning author of 5 books, including The Field. She also was inspired to be part of the classic movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And she also is the co-executive director of Conatus, which publishes some of the world's most respected health and spiritual newsletters. All right. Welcome back, Lynn.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it sounds like you're right here and you're in London, so you're across the big pond.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, but you're from the States.
I'm American, and I'm a Jersey girl. I just married a Brit, and I moved over here 20-something years ago.
Interesting. Well, I guess the intention experiment works here, there, and everywhere.
Well, it's truly global, Patricia, because our last experiment had people from 80 countries around the world, and that was including many countries that don't have the book there yet. So I was really amazed at the power of the Internet.
Yes, it is amazing. And the experiment you're talking about, again, is about having people at a certain time think about the leaf. Is that correct? Talk about that again.
Talk about the leaf?
You talked about...
You mean the seeds or the leaf?
The seeds.
Three experiments so far, Patricia, and these were just real baby steps. I mean, I wanted to... When I first thought of starting out, I wanted to cure people from cancer. But, you know, the scientists, when I first approached, for instance, Dr. Gary Schwartz, the psychologist at the University of Arizona who has run some of these first experiments with me, he convinced me that we had to take baby steps, one after another, and that we had to first show that we could have an effect, any effect. So our very first experiment was just trying to affect the light emissions from a leaf. You know, all living things, and this has been demonstrated by a great deal of science and scientists around the world, all living things emit a tiny current of light. And this little light just comes out of everything, including a cut leaf. So Dr. Schwartz has very special equipment that has been able to photograph this living light and count up each photon coming out. It's photon by photon. So this sensitive, very, very sensitive equipment would be able to pick up any difference. So with our first experiment,
Lynn, when was this done?
This was done in, our first one was done in March of 2007. And we ran it in front of a group. Our first thing was a conference of ours in London with about 400 and something people. And we asked them to send intention to one of two leaves we had on a webcam. Scientists, once again, didn't know which leaf we were sending to. After we finished, they put them in the special cameras to photograph the light and also to count the photons. And after I unblinded the study and then told them which one we'd sent intention to once they'd done their calculations, Dr. Schwartz called me up and said, "You won't believe it. The leaf sent intention, you can see it in the very photograph, is glowing with light. And the leaf not sent intention is darker than usual."
Have you done any experiments since then, Lynn?
Oh, yeah. We've done those, three of those with the leaves. We've done all of the seed experiments, which we've run over the summer and autumn. And I just ran a leaf seed experiment. That's the one trying to make the seeds grow, sprout earlier, grow faster. We did one of those last week, and we've done two on water, trying to change basic physical properties of water.
Isn't there a Japanese scientist that already did that and wrote a book about it and showed pictures?
Well, he used a demonstration of it. It was a guy called Dr. Masaru Emoto, who is an alternative practitioner, not a scientist. And he's done some remarkable stuff showing demonstrations of this, where sending love, say, to water changes its crystal structure when you freeze it. But it wasn't done under scientific controlled conditions, which he's the first to admit, and he's really keen to get these done scientifically. So we ran a couple of studies looking at that, and we found that sending love to water indeed changed certain basic physical properties about it, and sending instructions for it to glow, to change the light emissions, because there are light emissions from water too, also changed it. So now, this year, we're moving on to, we've established that we can have all kinds of physical effects on living things and non-living things. And now it's time to move on to specific targets with real implications. So at the moment, Dr. Schwartz and I are building an ecosphere, which is a little mini Gaia. It's like a spherical glass terrarium containing basic plants and very, very primitive animals like brine shrimp. And we're going to see if we send intention to this, if we can lower the CO2 levels or lower the temperature. And that will have huge implications for things like global warming and pollution.
Amazing.
And we're working with Rustam Roy, who is the professor of material science at Pennsylvania State University, one of the world's experts on water. We're designing an experiment to send positive intention to bacteria in polluted water, to turn it from bad bacteria to good bacteria.
That's amazing. All right, folks, if you're listening today and you have any questions for Lynn about the global implications or a project that you're working on globally in terms of really trying to change effects, or if you're listening and saying, well, you know, I'm not sure I really believe that this can happen, that we can take bacteria and through our thinking we can change it from bad to good, give us a call. Give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT right here on TalkZone. Or if there's something in your life that you're trying to change and you want a specific method, this is what Lynn's work is about. Now, it's not just personal. Her work is really global, because what she does is she tests these theories. And she looks at how we use our brain to really change this energy into form and make these things and create the things that we want. Okay, Lynn, let me ask you about, if a reader tries to use some of your advice, or they try to change something in their life, and they're really, focusing, but something's not happening, what do you say to them?
Well, I say to them, a lot of people talk about manifestation, and they say that, I send an intention out and I get just the opposite. And many people have a problem inside, in the sense that they don't really believe that this is going to work for them, or they have a real other message they're sending the universe that they're not even aware of, a subconscious message. One thing that's really important in the science is to believe. That's really important. And if you're sending intention to someone else, the science seems to support the fact that it works best when two people, when the sender and receiver, both believe it's going to work. Both are on the same page. So belief is really important, whether you're sending intention individually or for someone else. But also, your subconscious intentions have an effect on the world. I used to think that intention was only this kind of very focused mind state, a big aim to send intention to a particular spot. And I do think that that's important when you are setting intentions. But also, if you're beaming information all the time, if you're sending out these light beams all the time, this current of light, you're beaming out to the world at every moment, and your thoughts are one more element beaming that out, and they can be positive or negative. And if you actually think in your subconscious mind, well, I'm really going to fail at this, that's the intention you're sending to the world. And so I guess what I talk to people about is looking at one of a number of techniques that clear people of blocks. I particularly like thought field therapy and emotional freedom techniques, because they are working on clearing the negative thoughts you have inside you.
So what you're saying is that you have to be clear. You really have to be clear about what you can't, and you really have to focus tremendously.
Yes.
It's not, and there's probably a certain way to do that, because sometimes we think we're focusing, but then a bunch of negative thoughts come in, and that dilutes it, doesn't it, Lynn?
Yes, exactly. So staying focused on the outcome and knowing you're going to succeed, deep in your soul is really important.
And that's the key. And, of course, the movie The Secret talks about that. And I think what we'll do is when we come back, I want to talk more about that. The movie The Secret and the book The Secret have been bestsellers.
Yes.
And I'd like to talk about how this ties into that in terms of manifesting what you want.
Okay.
And the other question I think that I have, which is interesting, is if you look at the principles of Christian Science, mm-hmm. which are that you can heal without medication through your prayer and through your thinking.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to get your opinion on that. We have a couple minutes. What do you think about the whole realm of Christian Science, which seems to tie into what you're doing in some way?
Okay. I would just say that I preface this by saying in an emergency situation, I personally would opt for high-tech medicine, which I spend my life criticizing in what doctors don't tell you. But in terms of emergency medicine, I wouldn't eschew that, because if I got run over by a bus, I would be happy to make use of some of the most high-tech medicine there is to glue me back together. I think that's one area that medicine excels in. However, for just about everything else, I feel that the conventional approach does more harm than it good, and it discounts the fantastic effect of the mind. And the mind has been shown to be one of the most potent medicines there is, and has certainly shown it also is one of the most potent damaging elements too to the body. And you see that with studies of people who were doing fine until they found out they got a diagnosis. There was one guy like this. He had leukemia, didn't know, was doing fine, but read his doctor's reports one day on the doctor's desk, saw leukemia, was dead the next day, and there had been no change in his physical condition. It was the thought, that hex diagnosis, that killed him. So I think thoughts are, in a sense, the most potent medicine there is. And if you can marshal the thought, as some therapists are doing now with things like cancer, they treat the thoughts, not the cancer. The cancer goes away.
But as you said, in some cases, you feel that you have to take the medical or the interventions.
Well, I only say for emergency medicine. That would be the only place where I would really find modern medicine is useful, to be honest. I take a fairly extreme approach, but only because I've been studying modern medicine for over 20 years, and I have found that medicine itself admits in the medical literature, which I study, that in the main, most of its treatments for chronic conditions do more harm than good. And witness
right.
that these days, medicine is probably one of the biggest killers in the West.
All right, we're going to take a break. My guest is Lynn McTaggart. Her book is The Intention Experiment, Using Your Thoughts to Change Your Life in the World. And if you want to use your thoughts to change your life, give us a call. Right here on TalkZone.com, I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.